Well, this is exciting. It's August 24th, 2023. The time is 19:15 Eastern Daylight Time. Ward Green with you here again. And we've got the Beyer MC740N studio condenser mic, five pattern mic. Shouldn't be moving it around actually, but that's what it looks like, just so you know. Raise it back up to where it was if we can. Where's it? There. That's good. A little higher. But I'm having fun because I just connected for the first time in this application here, doing my videos, the Behringer ADA8200, which is a, I'm going to say what it is for my purpose too in a minute, but it's a multi-channel mic preamp that can be used with a computer. So it's an analog to digital and digital to analog, ADA. In other words, analog digital and digital analog. Converts both from the analog medium of a microphone to the digital medium of a computer and back again. And it uses, for the purpose of the conversion, the ADAT interface, which has an input and an output. But if you patch the output of the ADAT, which is the digital form of the sound, the output of the ADAT, if you patch it back into the input of the machine, the ADA8200, into its own input, you take the output of the digital ADAT and plug it back into the input of the digital ADAT, so that the two connectors are right beside each other, the two female connections. You just take the male cable, one end of it goes into the output or into the input, and one end goes into the output, or vice versa. There you have it, just looped. When you loop it, then you can use it as a standalone preamp, which I can't do with my PreSonus. They're both $500, but this one, the Behringer, they both have Midas preamps too. Are we getting anything? Yeah, we're getting something. It looks like we have signal. I think you're going to be interested to compare the sound quality we're getting right now with what we had yesterday. I think my old preamp kit that I built is starting to fail, and we had yesterday we had it. I probably tweaked the knob, the preamp gain setting a little bit, and it was distorting because I had it set too high. So when I was talking, it didn't distort everything, but some of my vocal speech audio was being distorted, probably because I changed the gain without knowing it. But maybe there's units, components that were failing inside it. So I don't know, but it's definitely failing because I could hear a lot more background noise on it today. So I decided we're going to switch over. Going to have some fun today. We're not going to do all of our normal stuff. I had to find all the connections. I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff here. Because the microphone just plugged into the ADA8200. That's simple. And then I have to turn on the phantom power, which was always on my kit. But here I have to turn it on manually and remember to turn it off before I disconnect. Hopefully. You should always do that. So I had to loop the ADAT at the back. The mic is just into input number 8, and at the back, output number 8 is the problem. That's where we had the problem, because it's an XLR output. It only takes the microphone type connector, or a balanced signal, which sometimes uses XLR, not always, but sometimes it uses a stereo phone plug, quarter inch. Since I didn't have the, no matter what it had, I would have had to plug into it. Yeah, the quarter inch would have been perfect, because then I could just plug my unbalanced into the balance. It would work fine. And that's what I'm using, the unbalanced quarter inch, to go into my computer through the custom cable I built to adapt it from the quarter inch plug to the little eighth inch plugs, you know, that you use with the computer inputs. So, I mean, I just cut the cable off at one end and stripped the wires and connected them to the do-it-yourself eighth-inch plug that I bought. So, I mean, I made a custom cable, but that custom cable can't connect to the ADA8200 because it's a phone plug. Let me show you. I have something to show you with that, don't I? Where is it? Come on. Where did I put it? I've been doing this stuff. It's lying all around here. Here's an example. And I can't pull that because it's attached to something. A phone plug. Let me show you. Am I using it? Oh, I'm using it. Yeah. No, I'm not. Where did I put that? I'm going to go get one. Okay, I'm going to get one. Here. You have XLR connectors. I'm in danger of tripping on this stuff. A lot of wires that aren't normally there. I could trip on, but I'm in danger of tripping, but let's just keep going. We're not going to trip now that I'm here. So that's what a phone plug looks like, quarter inch. Okay. That's the male end of a quarter inch. Now this particular one is a tip sleeve. It doesn't have a ring on it, just a tip, and then a black insulator, and then the sleeve. This is another quarter inch, but it is one that has the tip and the ring. The ring would be in between these two black insulators. And then it has the sleeve, so it's tip ring sleeve. It's stereo or balanced, and they're different. Stereo would be left and right, but balanced is plus and minus for canceling out the noise signal. Now we look at XLR, they're totally different. You can't plug the two together. Here's a female XLR, which has three holes in it. You cannot plug a male phone plug, such as this, into the female XLR, because they're nothing alike. One has one quarter inch connector male, and the other has three small holes, which won't even be big enough. So this is the male XLR, because it inserts. The opposite end of this, I had a balanced. This is actually a transformer for a microphone that doesn't need phantom power. You plug the microphone on the one end, and it converts from 200 ohms, which is the typical output impedance of a microphone. It's the output impedance. It's the impedance of a microphone. Take it either way, and the 50k, it converts it to 50k, so you can then go, it boosts the signal by transforming it. Means you can just plug it into any amp, and it's just like a line. It converts from mic level, which is very small voltage, up to line level, which is about a volt or so. And so that's a transformer, which we can't use because it doesn't have phantom power, which we need for our microphone. That would work for any dynamic mic that doesn't use phantom power, right? Anything. Now, this thing is another thing. This has got the female XLR. That was the female XLR, actually, because it fits into something, but it takes the prongs. It's female because it takes prongs. It has holes in it. It makes it female. This has prongs. This is the male XLR with the prongs, but you know, it also inserts into the equipment with the sheathing of it going in. Yeah, but this has prongs. It's the male. So this is actually a male-to-male, but it's male balanced on one end and balanced quarter inch and male balanced XLR. I mean, I'm not even sure about the XLR, whether you need to distinguish male and female. That you just know that one cannot be plugged into the same type. You have to have them opposite for them to plug together like that, the XLR. Okay, so then you press a button to release it and you pull them apart. But XLR, you see, all I had was an XLR out on my 8200, and then I had the input going to my this computer input had a male on this end, and then from this male, it would go to the computer. It was a mono. It's a mono male like that. That's all I had to plug into the XLR that looked like that. It obviously can't plug together. So I had to go and get... I had a snake, which is like eight different connectors all bundled together. I'm only using one of those eight, but it's a big thick cord. Like that thick, full of eight different cables with a black outside insulation. And that thing was XLR on one end. And fortunately, it was XLR of the right type. It was of this type, which is what I needed on the end of the snake. And on the other end of the snake, it was balanced phone plug like this. The other end of that same cable of the snake. So it had eight of one eight of this type on one end, and eight of this type on the other end of the snake. So it's a snake just because it looks like a snake, and it keeps eight connectors all together. But so that this end I can't plug into another cable, another connector that looks like this. I was trying to plug these two together, so I couldn't do it. So I had to take, what I did was I took a female phone plug, like this female phone plug, with an RCA on the other end, and that was RCA. That won't fit either of these or the XLR either. But then I used an RCA coupler, which just passes, it's a female to female, on the RCA male end. And then that's then I plugged up another RCA male to female phone plug into the coupler. So now I had a female phone plug. So I had to use all those connectors. And you know what? Then I could just plug my simple mono phone plug into that RCA to female phone plug converter. So then I have a lot of connectors going in series. The reason why that's not a problem is because that's only going to actually diminish or affect the bass of the audio. It won't affect the treble. I can tell you, because treble goes back and forth. Its frequency is back and forth. But bass is more like steady state. It just goes back and forth very slowly. So the bass actually travels all the way through the connector, whereas treble goes back and forth so fast it doesn't even have to go through the connector, and you're still going to hear it on the other end. That's the beauty of these, of the reality, anyway, of these connectors. When you have multiple connections, it doesn't affect the treble, because treble is back and forth. And it doesn't have to go through the connector. Believe it or not, that's the way it works. So it doesn't even pass through the actual connector itself. You're still going to get signal. You're still going to hear all the beautiful... I don't know where to put this stuff. Let's put it over here. You're going to hear all the beautiful treble that you want to hear. So that's it. So this is Tom Petty. Well, I don't even know what year it's from. I should look that up. I've been busy here. Doesn't have it. You're kidding. Let's look for Tom Petty. This song may not have been a hit at all. Really? I must have typed Tommy Petty. Tom Petty must have an entry. He does. Okay, so... It's not a big hit, evidently. The Waiting? Is that what it's called? Well, that's the one, eh? Yeah. I guess that's it. The Waiting. It's not called... Yeah, okay. The Waiting has got to be what it is. Yeah, it was easier to find than I thought. Well, let's look it up then. The Waiting song. Here it is. We just looked it up. I just looked it up. Okay, finally got to it. April 1981 released. And reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Top Tracks. Pretty amazing. Number six in Canada on the RPM Top Singles. It's a hit song. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's the name of his band. The Waiting is the name of the song. I know it from the waiting is the hardest part. Well, Tom Petty has been sort of an informal songwriter. You could see by the style of the way he ended the song there, with background sounds of the band discussing something after they were done, which is not the typical way that a band releases a song. Usually they don't add in things like that, so they don't include things like that. We're not emulating the lifestyles of these people. That's not the idea behind this. But also remember Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is a time for all things, right? There's a time for all things under the sun. For everything there is an appointed time. which suggests that, you know, there's even a time for divorce, right? Even if Jehovah, obviously we don't love divorce. Jehovah doesn't love divorce. And the same thing for, I mean, there's a time for it. That doesn't mean that that time will ever come. And that there's a time for some of the, you know, outrageous or deviant behaviors of the world in many things, such as all sorts of, let's not name the particulars, there's too many deviant behaviors, there are too many things that are abusive of the body or whatever, but, or of the mind, so we don't need to name them all. But, you know, there is, according to Ecclesiastes, a time for these things, but that time would be yet to be determined, right? It's not something, we don't know when that time is, and it's not going to be when we choose. Only if Jehovah makes it such that that is an appropriate thing, which we might never imagine divorce being appropriate, for example, nor would we imagine any of the other abominations of the world being appropriate. So, but yet, why is there the scripture? There is an appointed time for everything, right? Now, there is no doubt in our Born and Raised article, we're nearly done here, that Roman influence brought a great many refinements in the public perception of authority and its manifestations, both in law and in literature, seeing as there was a very high degree of organization sought by the prevailing Roman civilization. It seems appropriate that this be the time our Messiah is born. King Herod has before this time lost the favor of the Roman Emperor Augustus because of Herod's independence of action. And the wrath of Augustus is felt by Herod, who is like a boy who muddies his Sunday best clothes. When Herod made war on his own authority, Caesar wrote to Herod that, quote, whereas hitherto he had treated Herod as a friend, end quote, he would be treating him, quote, as a subject, end quote. This letter's writing is estimated to date to about BCE 8 or 7, in that range. So, Herod was the king of Jerusalem, but Augustus was the Roman emperor, the entire Roman Empire. He was the ruler, so he had significantly more influence than Herod did. Okay, now, back to our proverb. Have we done that? Wait a minute. I haven't done the proverb? Just a minute. I didn't select... The least we can do is select a proverb. We didn't select a proverb for today. Let's do that. Here we go. Or we could be... It could be Ecclesiastes, actually. Yeah, let's... we've already done our scripture. It's Ecclesiastes. 3:1. For everything there is an appointed time... Even a time for every affair under the heavens. Of course, the word affair doesn't apply to sexual matters only. It applies to all sorts of affairs. Business affairs, things to do with the world, all sorts of affairs. Not just sexual or romantic affairs. That's not exclusive to that. The meaning of the word affair is quite general. So for all these different affairs, there's a time for it. But it doesn't really have to include all the specific obscene things that people can do. That doesn't mean that either. It can just mean every affair under the heavens, which is the sort of affair that is reasonably expected to be under the heavens. You know, so it doesn't include a lot of the abusive behaviors by people like us, but people who are in the world who have not overcome these abusive behaviors. So we're now at 24 minutes, which is, we have no time, basically. I don't know what we're going to be able to do. Can we do Deuteronomy? We're at 15 now, I think. Oh, I need my water. Did I put it somewhere here? Here it is. I had it with me. It was very cold. Oh, good, it's not so cold, so it won't condense water everywhere. Okay, so I'm really excited about the quality. I think we're going to get some nice, Jehovah willing, we'll get some nice audio today that we never had before, quality-wise. I can't wait to see what it's like. I tested it once, and it's just so much better than what we had. So let's minimize it. Just close that song. So that song by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, The Waiting is the Hardest Part. I mean, everybody throughout their lives, all the worldly performers, they may have different times in their life when they become entangled with certain undesirable habits in the world. So, I don't want to zero in on one or the other, because they may have secret activities that we don't ever know about, and even after they die, we may never know what they were doing in their private lives. So that's why it's not necessary to delve in to specifics. So come on, let's look at, I'm trying to get there, but I haven't got there yet. Deuteronomy 15, right? As we slowly get our way through here. So, yeah, at the end of every 7 years, you should make a release. Moses, again speaking on the plains to the east of the Jordan opposite Jericho, to the Israelites, at the end of every 7 years, you should make a release. And this is the manner of the release. There will be a releasing by every creditor of the debt that he may let his fellow incur. He should not press his fellow or his brother for payment, because a release to Jehovah must be called. The foreigner you may press for payment, but whatever of yours may prove to be with your brother, let your hand release. However, no one should come to be poor among you, because Jehovah will without fail bless you in the land that Jehovah your God is giving you as an inheritance to take possession of it. Only if you will without fail listen to the voice of Jehovah your God, so as to be careful to do all this commandment that I am commanding you today. For Jehovah your God will indeed bless you just as he has promised you, and you will certainly lend on pledge to many nations, whereas you yourself will not borrow, and you must dominate over many nations, whereas over you they will not dominate. In case some one of your brothers becomes poor among you in one of your cities in your land that Jehovah your God is giving you, you must not harden your heart or be close-fisted toward your poor brother, for you should generously open your hand to him and by all means lend him on pledge as much as he needs, which he is in want of. Watch out for yourself, for fear a base word should come to be in your heart, saying, the seventh year of the year of the release has come close, and your eye should indeed become ungenerous toward your poor brother, and you should give him nothing, and he has to call out to Jehovah against you, and it has become a sin on your part. You should by all means give to him, and your heart should not be stingy in your giving to him, because on this account Jehovah your God will bless you in every deed of yours, and in every undertaking of yours, for someone poor will never cease to be in the midst of the land. That is why I am commanding you today. That is why I am commanding you, saying, you should generously open up your hand to your afflicted and poor brother in your land, in case there should be sold to you your brother, a Hebrew or a Hebrewess, and he has served you 6 years, then in the seventh year you should send him or her out from you as one set free. And in case you should send him out from you as one set free, you must not send him out empty-handed. You should surely equip him or her with something from your flock and your thrashing floor and your oil and wine press, just as Jehovah your God has blessed you, you should give to him. And you must remember that you became a slave in the land of Egypt, and Jehovah your God proceeded to redeem you. That is why I am commanding you this thing today. And it must occur that in case he says to you, I shall not go out from your company, because he does love you and your household, since it was well with him while with you, you must also take an awl and put it through his ear and to the door. An awl is a sharp tool. And he must become your slave to time indefinite. And to your slave girl, you should also do this way. It should not be something hard in your eyes when you send him out from your company as one set free, because for double the value of a hired laborer, he served you 6 years, and Jehovah your God has blessed you in everything that you would do. Every male firstborn that will be born in your herd and in your flock you should sanctify to Jehovah your God. You must do no service with the firstborn of your bull, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. Before Jehovah your God, you should eat it year by year in the place that Jehovah will choose, you and your household. And in case there should prove to be in it a defect, being lame or blind, any bad defect, you must not sacrifice it to Jehovah your God. Inside your gates you should eat it, the unclean one and the clean one together, like the gazelle and like the stag. Only its blood you must not eat. Upon the earth you should pour it out as water. Once again, the blood should not be used for anything. It's very clear from that. We are at 30. We only have 2 minutes. Let's see what we can do. We've got Galatians 6. Can we read it all? Oh, it's 18 verses. We might. Brothers, even though a man takes some false step before he is aware of it, you who have spiritual qualifications, try to readjust such a man in a spirit of mildness, as you each keep an eye on yourself, for fear you also may be tempted. Go on, carrying the burdens of one another, and thus fulfill the law of the Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he is deceiving his own mind. But let each one prove what his own work is, and then he will have cause for exultation in regard to himself alone, and not in comparison with the other person. For each one will carry his own load. Moreover, let anyone who is being orally taught the word share in all good things with the one who gives such oral teaching. Do not be misled. God is not one to be mocked. For whatever a man is sowing, this he will also reap. Because he who is sowing with the view to his flesh will reap corruption from his flesh. But he who is sowing with the view to the Spirit will reap everlasting life from the Spirit. So let us not give up in doing what is fine, for in due season we shall reap if we do not tire out. Really, then, as long as we have time favorable for it, let us work what is good toward all, but especially toward those related to us in the faith. See with what large letters I have written you with my own hand. All those who want to make a pleasing appearance in the flesh are the ones that try to compel you to get circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the torture stake of the Christ, Jesus. For not even do those who are getting circumcised keep the law themselves, but they want you to be circumcised, that they may have cause for boasting in your flesh. Never may it occur that I should boast, except in the torture stake of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been impaled to me and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything, nor is uncircumcision, but a new creation is something. And all those who will walk orderly by this rule of conduct, upon them be peace and mercy, even upon the Israel of God. Henceforth, let no one be making trouble for me, for I am carrying on my body the brand marks of a slave of Jesus. The undeserved kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ be with the spirit you show, brothers. Amen. We are just out of time. I'm Ward Green. I love you. August 24th, 2023, 1948 hours, the year that Israel in the modern day, the common era, became a nation once again for the first time in seven times of prophecy. In my behalf, this is Crow. And this is my digital watch, Casio watch, saying bye for now.